Welcome to the podcast on weight expectations, a study that explores the experiences of pregnancy, labor, and delivery for larger sized women, along with their maternity healthcare providers' experiences in providing care. This podcast is part of a joint project between the Prairie Women's Health Center of Excellence and the Atlantic Center of Excellence on Women's Health. Both organizations are funded by the Women's Contribution Program of Health Canada. The views expressed in this podcast do not necessarily represent those views of Health Canada. Given the rise in rates of overweight and obesity in Canada, and in many countries around the world in recent years, researchers, healthcare providers, and policymakers have begun to focus more attention on the relationship between overweight, obesity, and health. Of particular interest has been the impact of overweight and obesity on maternal and newborn health. Biomedical research has equipped us with a breadth of knowledge about the potential physical health implications of overweight and obesity in pregnancy for both mothers and babies. These include decreased fertility, hypertension, gestational diabetes, rates of cesarean delivery, and congenital abnormalities. By comparison, we know little about the psychological and emotional implications of obesity for pregnant women, and we know even less about the social context of women's lives and how that affects their experiences of overweight and obesity throughout their pregnancy. Research has demonstrated that women and men who are overweight or obese are regularly subjected to stigma and discrimination in healthcare systems. When it comes to understanding the experiences of pregnant women who are overweight or obese in the healthcare system, few inquiries have been made. The following voices you will hear relate to the emotions women felt at being pregnant and the kind of experiences women had with healthcare providers. Given the lack of available research on the psychological, emotional, and social implications of maternal healthcare for larger-sized women, we were interested in speaking to women and learning more about these critical dimensions of health and well-being. Emotions that played out frequently for women were those of guilt and self-blame, and were reiterated through numerous interviews.
Oh, that's going to be a big baby. Oh, you're gaining a bunch of weight. It was annoying. It made me feel like I was hurting my baby because I was gaining too much weight, and that he was going to set himself up for a lifelong risk of obesity, which I don't want for him.
The women also experience weight-based stigma and discrimination through negative comments in people's actions, such as staring or sneering. Many women remove themselves from settings or conversations with family members.
It's like I actually shut myself off from the world. I stopped going out.
Oh.
Yeah, because I was sick of people commenting. I actually didn't talk to my family because I was so embarrassed that I was so big.
There were a number of gendered experiences and significant life events that women identified as contributing to their overweight and obesity, as well as their experiences of pregnancy. Those experiences include histories of trauma, changes in activity levels throughout their lives, and unhealthy relationships with food earlier in life.
When I was 12, my mom tried to put me on a diet for the first time, just to like monitor what I was eating. And it always seemed that when my mom lost weight, that was when she became more critical of how much I weighed.
Aside from negative outcomes that are frequently associated with maternity and obesity, there are also positive aspects of pregnancy for women with elevated BMIs. BMI refers to Body Mass Index, the most commonly used measurement of weight internationally. It is considered that normal weights fall between 20 to 25, with BMI scores above 30 considered obese. A number of women interviewed stated that they had positive maternity care experiences, both from the people in their lives and interactions with individuals within the healthcare system.
Only positive. Yeah. Like, it seemed like the bigger I got, Everybody was excited. And also people were just more like polite, and even like strangers in public, if I was in the grocery line, oh, go ahead, do your pregnant.
Yeah.
So nothing negative.
Women attributed the origin of their weight gain to prior pregnancies and time commitments in their parenting.
I think I gained way too much weight the first time I was pregnant, and I never lost it again. I used to run marathons and be really active. Then I had kids, and then I just stopped.
This study has demonstrated the importance of taking into consideration the social context of women's lives and how a variety of factors contribute to overweight and obesity, as well as overall experiences of pregnancy and maternal health care. Health providers also have a huge role to play in providing sensitive maternal health care that takes into consideration all factors of women's well-being.